Hi, this is Chip Hanna from UpperEdge. This is the second of three podcasts we're presenting as it relates to a follow-up on our webcast, Defining Your SAP Cloud Strategy. And today we're going to be talking about another client use case study related to their adoption and move from ECC to S4 and how they've leveraged or not leveraged RISE or the hyperscalers. And in this particular case, we're going to focus on a customer that really was moving and focused on their ECC to S4 transformation. And that was the context in which they were moving from their existing on-premise ECC application stack with SAP and moving to S4. And in this particular case, this customer chose the do-it-for-me model. And for those of you who aren't familiar, the do-it-for-me model is where you leverage a third party who takes care of the SAP hosting services and the infrastructure services and sits on top of a hyperscaler of their choice. So in essence, you have two different agreements, two different entities that are supporting your SAP environment. One who's handling the hosting services and the infrastructure services specific to SAP. And the second is the hyperscaler that actually is managing the infrastructure itself in their data centers. And so as far as this particular customer, as I mentioned, they were focused on their ECC to S4 transformation. They were an existing on-premise customer that had managed their applications by themselves. And they decided for a couple of reasons we'll talk about to move to S4 HANA, but in the cloud. In this particular case, this customer was highly customized. And they had a lot of third-party integrations, which by nature creates some challenges if they were to look at RISE. So if you recall, RISE, if you draw the circle around the RISE application stack, it excludes customizations, extensions, as well as integrations with third-party applications. So in this particular case, RISE wasn't an economical choice. It wasn't an operationally efficient choice because of all the different moving pieces they'd have to introduce. So from a simplicity perspective, it made sense for them to leverage the do-it-for-me model, which again was leveraging a third-party consulting company or a third-party application management company to come in and manage their hosting services, their infrastructure services, and leverage the third-party third-party hyperscaler that manages the infrastructure itself. And really what drove them to this were a couple of different matters, and it was three primary decision drivers as it relates to why they went the way they did. First of all was cost. They wanted to move out of their own data center. They wanted to move the skill set related to managing the hosting services and the infrastructure services to a third party where they could take advantage not only scale, but also take advantage of lower cost and also take advantage of the fact that the infrastructure provider and the hyperscale in this case would own that infrastructure over time, own the refresh, own the management of it. And so cost was a big driver for them. Secondly was operational flexibility. So the ability to move in and move out, expand, contract, and leverage the scalability or the descalability of a hyperscaler, as well as letting another third party manage the ups and downs of the demand on the SAP applications was a unique challenge and also a requirement for them. So whether it was seasonality, business downturn, acquisitions, right-sizing acquired entities, those sorts of things, that enabled them to let somebody else manage the ebb and the flow, the ups and downs as it relates to the demand and the workflows. And then finally, the overall alignment to the digital strategy folded really neatly into the do-it-for-me model. They really wanted to move to the hyperscaler. They wanted to move out of their data centers. And so leveraging a hyperscaler in this case neatly fit into their overall digital strategy, which was we're not going to be on-prem anymore. We're not going to be in our data centers. We're going to move into a different model to where cloud is the way we want to go. We feel comfortable doing that. And we absolutely want to align with the balance of our business who are choosing to move into the cloud with their other non-SAP applications. So they're not an outlier as it relates to the criticality of this particular application. It's in line with the overall digital strategy, the hyperscaler and cloud strategy with the rest of the company. I hope you found this helpful today. Again, this is podcast number 2 of 3 related to our discussion on case studies with SAP in the cloud and the hyperscaler discussion following a webinar. Take a look at our other material, our other podcasts, or other blogs at upperedge.com, and hope you found this helpful. Thank you.